Sports with Sunny Young. Happy Tuesday, Sunny.
Happy Tuesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you have some news about African football coaching changes.
Kim, let's kick off with African football. Burkina Faso has signed Portuguese coach Paulo Duarte for a second stint in charge of the national team, nicknamed the Stallions. The 46-year-old Duarte was in charge of the Stallions between 2008 and 2012, during which time he led them to two Africa Cup of Nations finals. His most recent coaching job was with the Tunisian club CS Sfaxien from April to August this year. Duarte replaces the German Gernot Rohr, who returned home last week to work with the German Football Federation. The Stallions of Burkina Faso reached the title game at the 2013 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Johannesburg, where they were led by Belgian tactician Paul Put. Burkina Faso lost to Nigeria 1-0 in the final. It was Burkina Faso's best ever showing at the Nations Cup, but the Stallions have lost a bit of their gallop since then. They'll end 2015 ranked 89th in the world, according to FIFA, and 22nd in Africa. Meanwhile, Angola, ranked 28th in Africa and 105th overall to end the year, has fired its coach. Mark Ouma has that story, as well as other football news.
The Angolan Football Federation has sacked their national team coach, Romeo Filmon, the federation revealed in Luanda on Monday. The federation claims he has not resumed work following the Christmas Day break. Trouble has been brewing between the tactician and federation after Filmon publicly aired concern that he allegedly has not received his salary for 8 months. Angola is preparing for the African Nations Championship starting in Kigali, Rwanda in less than 3 weeks. Visiting Egyptians held their Tunisian under-17 peers to a scoreless draw in the second friendly played in Tunis on Monday. Earlier on in the first encounter, Tunisia outclassed Egypt 3-0. Jordanian FIFA presidential candidate Prince Ali bin Al Hussein has called for the immediate publication of the Michael Garcia report on alleged bribery and corruption in the bidding process for the 2018 and 2022 FIFA World Cup tournaments. Al Hussein made his position known while on a campaign stopover in Dubai, United Arab Emirates on Sunday. A former American prosecutor, Garcia resigned as FIFA's chief corruption investigator in protest at FIFA's handling of his report on the decision to award Russia and Qatar the 2018 and 2022 FIFA World Cup events respectively. According to Garcia, there were significant omissions in the summarized report released by FIFA ethics judge Hans Joachim Eckert. Prince Al Hussein stopped short of declaring he would release the full report should he be elected FIFA president on the 26th of February next year.
Thanks, Mark. That's Mark Ouma of our Daybreak Africa radio show, which you can hear Monday through Friday on The Voice of America.
This is The Voice of America. Washington, Bamboozit, D.C.
Voice of America.
I'm Sunny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In women's football, the United States reigns supreme once again in 2015. The American women won their record third World Cup title, beating defending champion Japan 5-2 in the final on July 5th in Vancouver, Canada. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, let's listen in again to my post-match report. The Americans exploded for four goals during the first 16 minutes of the game. USA captain Carly Lloyd was the player of the match and the player of the tournament. She received the Golden Ball Award given to the best player at the Women's World Cup. After some hat-trick heroics in Vancouver, Carly scored three goals in the first half, finding the net in the third, fifth, and 16th minutes. Lloyd's third goal was my favorite. She dodged a challenge near the center circle, and near midfield, she noticed Japan's goalkeeper, Ayumi Kaori, was at the top of the penalty box. Lloyd launched a wonder strike as Kaori backpedaled, stumbled, and got a hand on it before watching the spectacular shot touch the post and roll into the net. Hey, Carly, how does it feel to be a World Cup champion?
I don't think it's entirely sunk in. I'm so proud and so zapped at the same time. It's a surreal moment. It's been amazing. I mean, we just wrote history today and brought this World Cup trophy home, which is unbelievable. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that I've pushed on my status a little bit and I have to stay up here. So it's not right away, but I'll be back to work and back stronger than ever.
As Carly Lloyd said, the USA wrote history with its third Women's World Cup title. The Americans also won the trophy in 1991 and 1999. They also gained a measure of revenge after losing to the Japanese on penalty kicks in the 2011 final. At the post-match news conference, U.S. coach Jill Ellis praised their Asian opponent.
First, I want to congratulate Japan. They are a tremendous opponent and deserving of always ending up in championship matches. Love how they play.
USA coach Jill Ellis talked with Abby Wambach, one of the greatest female soccer players ever, about taking on a different role at this World Cup. The 35-year-old Wambach came off the bench as a second-half substitute in both the semifinals and final. In the end, Wambach celebrated her first World Cup title.
I'm so happy. I'm emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted. I love my teammates. Carly Lloyd, are you kidding me with the effort that she gave tonight? But really, it was a true team effort. Not only just the 23 players, but our staff. It just shows how important every little detail has become.
And speaking of details, let's give a few details now on the award winners at this seventh Women's World Cup in Canada. Carly Lloyd, as I mentioned, won the Golden Ball Award as the best player in the month-long tournament. Lloyd also tied with Germany's Celia Sasic as the top scorer at the Women's World Cup. Each had six goals. Sasic, though, was awarded the Golden Boot based on playing fewer minutes than Lloyd. The Golden Glove Award for top goalkeeper went to American Hope Solo. 19-year-old defender Kadisha Buchanan of Host Canada won the Young Player Award, and the FIFA Fair Play Trophy went to France. In the third-place match at the Women's World Cup, England defeated Germany 1-0 in extra time in Edmonton, Canada. Farrah Williams scored on a penalty kick in the 108th minute for the three Lionesses of England, who had their best-ever Women's World Cup showing. After lifting the World Cup trophy, the U.S. women's national soccer team went on a victory tour, playing a series of exhibition matches. The tour ended with a 1-0 loss to China earlier this month, the farewell match for veteran American soccer star Abby Wambach. After making her 255th and final international appearance for the world champion USA, the 35-year-old Wambach had this to say.
I love my teammates for wanting to give me the send-off that we all kind of quote-unquote envisioned. But I think it's kind of symbolic, right? I get 70 minutes, and we don't score a goal. For me, it's like, okay, it's time to step away. The symbolism in it for me is amazing, and I know everybody is going to be like, oh, gosh. Everybody in the locker room, like, they're just like, I'm so sorry, you know? And I'm like, there's nothing to be sorry about. You know, today wasn't about getting a result. It was about celebrating not just my career, but the chances that I've had with all my other teammates and the time that I've spent with them. And I think everything kind of just hit me that, you know, this was the last time I'd be taking the jersey off. You know, this is the last time I'd be hanging out with my teammates in the locker room. And they're all happy tears. You know, I'm not questioning whether I should retire or not. I know that my career has come full circle. I feel very complete about it. And the future of this team is so bright.
Abby Wambach steps away from the world champion U.S. Women's National Soccer Team as world football's all-time leading scorer, male or female, with 184 goals. Abby was also one of the most outspoken critics of this year's Women's World Cup being played on artificial turf in Canada. Like Wambach, the sunny side of sports hopes all future Women's World Cups are played on natural grass like the men's version. Follow the sunny side of sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a nice photo and article on Meadowlark Lemon, the legendary Harlem Globetrotters basketball player who died Sunday at the age of 83. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the